From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A five-car pileup Monday on U.S. Highway 101 near the Murrayfield Airport in Eureka. Police said the driver of an older Ford pulled into the path of a vehicle. He was ejected from his vehicle due at least in part to the fact that he was driving an older vehicle that doesn't come equipped with seatbelts. Minutes later, another crash happened nearby on the highway. Investigators think it was probably caused by backed-up traffic on the highway, but the crash remains under investigation. Well, the 35th Annual North Coast College and Career Expo is coming up Thursday, September 20th at Eureka High School starting at 5:30 p.m. in the auditorium on J Street. College and Career Expo designed for 9th through 12th grade students and parents who want to learn more about preparing for and applying to colleges, universities, and trade schools, and how to pay for higher education. Last year, more than 1,300 families attended the event. More than 50 public and private college, university, and trade school recruiters will be in person to provide information and to answer specific questions regarding admission requirements, tuition, housing, academic options, and more. The evening will include 10 different workshops with something, hopefully, for everyone on hand. Meantime, the Decade of Difference Early Literacy Partners Program offering a free training on Monday, September 24th, 10 a.m. to noon. For individuals interested in making a difference in the life of a child, research shows that reading proficiency is a powerful predictor of later academic achievement. Kids who have not mastered reading skills by the end of third grade continue to fall further behind in school and are much more susceptible to academic and behavioral problems, which can lead to higher high school dropout rates. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office announcing a new opportunity to learn about the inner workings of the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. The public's invited to attend Coffee with Corrections on Saturday, October 2nd. It's a new event for the Sheriff's Office designed to allow the public to see inside the correctional facility and meet the men and women who make corrections possible. At the event, attendees will have the opportunity to meet the sheriff and ask questions and learn more about rehabilitation services. The event starts with coffee and a chance for open conversation, followed by a brief presentation and a tour of the facility. A 9/11 remembrance ceremony is happening today in Fortuna, sponsored by the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department, along with the City and Police Department. The ceremony remembers the servicemen, the passengers of the hijacked planes, and the occupants of the Twin Towers. It takes place at noon in front of the Veterans Hall. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.